The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
The CBO, which you put so much trust in for years and years that you passed a resolution wanting estimates read before bills, is very clear about how many people are going to be kicked off of health care until you were against the CBO.
No, ma'am. Millions of people are going to be cut off this thing. You're talking about the people that are on it illegally, that are gaming the system. And that is, and
no,
you,
we're not. The CBO,
the CBO is very clear.
The
bill does not do anything of what you've said. And all you've done is scare America, and you're not doing a service to this country, ma'am.
Hey, gang, the Democrats are at it again, peddling fear and misinformation to undermine President Trump's bold agenda. They're screaming from the rooftops that the big, beautiful bill is somehow slashing Social Security and Medicare and leaving Americans high and dry. But this is just another desperate attempt by the left to sow panic, division, and derail the progress we're making under strong conservative leadership. The big, beautiful bill was designed to put America first, streamlining government, cutting waste, and boosting our economy so every hardworking citizen can thrive. It's about creating jobs, securing our borders, and ensuring our nation's future is brighter than ever. President Trump and his team have been crystal clear. This bill is about empowering Americans, not taking anything away. But the Democrats don't want you to hear that. They'd rather whip up a frenzy with their tired playbook of fear-mongering. Their biggest lie is the claim that the big, beautiful bill is gutting programs like Social Security and Medicare. And the irony, of course, is that neither one is being touched by this bill. Not one dime is being cut. In fact, the bill focuses on strengthening our healthcare system by cutting bureaucratic red tape and making sure our seniors get the care they deserve without government overreach. The left loves to throw around words like cuts to scare people, especially our elderly. But the numbers don't lie. Medicare funding remains secure, and the big, beautiful bill ensures it stays that way. So why are the Democrats saying otherwise? Because they know their policies can't stand up to scrutiny. They can't win on ideas, so they resort to lies and distortion to make you doubt the progress we're making. I mean, it's the same old trick, scare people into thinking that their safety net is disappearing when nothing could be further from the truth. The left's entire strategy appears to be built on fear. They don't want you to look at the facts. They don't want you to see how the big, beautiful bill is actually cutting taxes for hardworking families, boosting small business, bringing jobs back to our shores. They don't want you to know that under President Trump's leadership, unemployment is at historic lows. Our economy is roaring, and America's respected again on the world stage. Instead, they want you to panic. They want you to think the sky is falling. Why? Well, because, frankly, fear is all they got. They can't run on their record. I mean, open borders, skyrocketing crime, woke policies that divide us. So they make stuff up in order to, well, what do you know, divide us. Obviously, this isn't the first time they've tried this nonsense. Remember when they claimed President Trump's trade policies would destroy the economy? The opposite happened. Prices are at a four-year low. Our trade deals are stronger than ever. The big, beautiful bill is a win for every American. It's about putting more money in your pocket, not less. The Democrats don't want you to know that because it exposes their agenda for what it is, weak, divisive, and anti-American. They'd rather have you dependent on their handouts than thriving under policies that actually work. So what can we do? Well, we're at a turning point right now. The big, beautiful bill is a chance to keep America on the path to greatness. The Democrats want to derail Trump's progress with their lies and their fear tactics by turning hardworking Americans against him. So this is why we need to expose the left-wing media hacks spreading this fear nonsense and discuss the ways to stay informed and in control. Well, joining me today to discuss what's really going on with Medicare and how we can actually take advantage of what's happening right now is Medicare expert and author Ari Parker, the co-founder and head of Medicare Advisory at Chapter Medicare, my go-to Medicare resource. His approach to Medicare planning has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, and on the Mike Gallagher Show. You can actually have a one-on-one consultation with one of Ari's Medicare associates at no charge and with no obligations. The chapter team is licensed and appointed nationwide, so it doesn't matter where you live. Ari, welcome. Great to have you on the show today, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Steve.
Oh, it's great to chat with you. So, Ari, I mean, you're on the front lines helping Americans navigate Medicare, and they can learn more just by clicking on the link below. But can you set the record straight on what's really happening with Medicare and the big, beautiful bill, and maybe give us a sense of why the Democrats' claims about cuts really are off base?
There are no cuts to Medicare in the legislation that was signed into law on July 4th. And by the way, Medicare is a bipartisan issue. Right. 4 out of 5 seniors support Medicare. I'm not aware of any polling that suggests that people would be in favor of large cuts to Medicare like the ones that are being alleged. So Medicare is broadly popular, and there aren't Medicare cuts in the legislation that was passed. In fact, the legislation doesn't make it safeguards and protects the programs for all eligible Americans.
Right, right. So, I mean, I know you can't read their minds, but I mean, from your vantage point, since you're on the front lines of this, you know, the left is pushing this narrative of fear. They're saying the big, beautiful bill is stripping away protections like Medicare, Medicaid. How do you see their misinformation campaign impacting real people, particularly seniors?
It creates a lot of confusion. Unfortunately, the names are too similar. Medicare, Medicaid, they're too similar sounding. And that can create fear and alarm when people hear that there are cuts to Medicaid and they assume that the government is then touching their Medicare. These are two different programs. Medicare is for eligible Americans, typically those 65 and older. There are a couple other ways to qualify, one being if you have received cash disability benefits for 24 months or more. Medicaid, on the other hand, is for low-income Americans. So two different programs.
Right, right. And I notice how you said Americans, right? Because that was one of the controversial elements of Medicaid, is that, wait a minute now, apparently 1.2, 1.3 non-citizens are getting it. So that was the other thing I think that they were trying to rectify, and that was being treated as you're cutting, and then, right, then just the...
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's also confusion around whether the eligibility requirements for Medicare have been changed. Legal permanent residents who have been in this country for 5 years or more and paid into the system are eligible for Medicare, and they remain eligible for Medicare under the legislation that was signed into law July 4th.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Green card holders, things like that. Yeah. Who've been here for a while legally, all that good stuff. Absolutely.
Doesn't strip away their Medicare.
Right. How do you, I mean, any sense of how this has been allowed to happen? How one party just seems to get away with spreading so much blatant, I mean, just factual misinformation?
I don't wade into those waters. I stick to doing the best in interpreting first who's eligible for Medicare, how can we do a better job here at Chapter, teaching people the nuts and bolts of signing up for Medicare, which is typically when you turn 65 or if you're past age 65 and come off your work provided coverage, and then helping them get their red, white, and blue card and teaching them about, hey, Medicare is not comprehensive. It only covers 80% of your medical services. Right. Here's what you need to do to protect yourself against the other 20% you owe out of pocket.
Yeah, well, that's why I love having you on. You're very data driven. You stay in your lane. I love it, and it's just so clear for people. So for our viewers, especially seniors who rely on Medicare, what real opportunities does the Big Beautiful Bill create for them? And how can they feel confident that their benefits are secure and maybe even take advantage of those opportunities?
Well, they can be confident that the system is as secure as it ever has been. Those fears about perhaps changing the eligibility age for Medicare or Social Security didn't materialize. It's not in the legislation. So the program is going to be around for the long haul to help people get the very best healthcare that they deserve and that they've paid into. In order to do that, though, you have to remember original Medicare only covers 80%. So if you're relying on Uncle Sam to cover 100%, you got to get coverage for the other 20% you owe out of pocket. And you also have to look at your prescription drug costs and your other health and medical needs.
Can you walk us through how Chapter helps Americans just take control of their Medicare options? Because I know it can be confusing for a lot of people, especially those 64, so we're just getting into this now. What's the process for someone to get a no-cost, no-obligation consultation with your amazing team? And also just paint for us how it can empower them in today's climate.
We take an end-to-end approach. If you're approaching 64 and a half today, you're being bombarded by direct mailers, unsolicited phone calls, and spam texts. They're all trying to sell you health insurance. And guess what? If you don't have your red, white, and blue card, they're going to hang up on you. Mm. We take a completely opposite approach. That is the model that my mom went through. And as a result, she didn't get placed on the right coverage. Mm. So we started Chapter with a fundamentally different purpose, to do it differently than anyone else had. And in order to do that, we're going to teach you all that you need to know about Medicare, what Part A covers, that's your hospital insurance, what Part B covers, that's everything outside the hospital. Then we're going to talk about Part D, that's your drug coverage. Then we're going to help you get your red, white, and blue card. It takes less than 5 minutes if you do it through your online Social Security account. You hear about these complaints about the Social Security call center. Don't call the Social Security call center. You'll wait on hold and they won't help you over the phone. We'll show you how to do it online. It's fast, safe, and secure. Then you'll get your red, white, and blue card. We're going to help you choose additional coverage to make sure that your out-of-pocket costs are covered, that your doctors are in network, right? That you can continue seeing the doctors that you have a long-standing relationship with, that your prescriptions are covered affordably, and that your priorities are taken care of. So if you live in a different state and you're traveling to see your grandchildren, you can get medical care there. If you're traveling abroad, there's a certain type of plan for you. And the good news is we only hire the best and the best, the best of the best. So our team is ready to help you wherever you might be in the United States, and we can explore what coverage is right for you.
It's so holistic.
And then we do it year in and year out. I forgot to mention that.
Year in and year out. Yeah. Again, well, there you go. It's even more holistic than I thought. That's brilliant. Absolutely wonderful. Gang, you know, with experts like Ari Parker and Chapter, you can cut through the less fear-mongering, stay informed, and take control of your future. So don't let media hacks scare you. Get the facts, stand strong, and keep supporting that conservative agenda that's making America great again. Make sure to click on that link below and talk to one of Chapter's team. You'll be glad you did. They're amazing. And you owe it to yourself to do that. All right, Ari, thank you so much for being with us. Please come back soon. This is, again, I love the way you just stick to the data, stick to the facts, and you just help bring so much clarity to what can be very confusing for a lot of people, especially given the media soundscape that we're in today.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Steve. And thanks. Most people choose the wrong plan. Don't be one of those people. Get the help that you deserve.
Yes, absolutely. Click on the link below, gang.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.